escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is the Rob Brown Show here on the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great Milonzo, and you. Brett McMurphy has put out his college football playoff 12-team projection. It goes as such, earning the number one overall seed and one of the four first-round byes. He has the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. A lot of people very high on the Irish this year. It is an interesting schedule for the Irish this year. They do have some borderline playoff teams on it. They've got at Miami to open on August 31st. They turn around the very next week and play Texas A&M at home. Arkansas on the road later in the year. Boise State is on this schedule, who we'll be talking about here in a moment. The
Seahorses.
That's it. They got Boise State on the schedule. They're at home for NC State. They're at home for USC. They also have, and again, I don't think it's going to be like it was last year when they were that much fun, but they do have Navy coming to the crib. They are at Pitt, Syracuse at Stanford to wrap it up. Notre Dame will either be a team that looks like a solid 1-2-3-4 seed earlier in the year, or they will be fighting for their lives late based on how this schedule plays out. Brett McMurphy has at the 2 seed and earning a bye the Penn State Nittany Lions. I assume that means he has them winning the Big Ten this year. I'm just going to say about Penn State, if they don't get it done this year, and I don't know what it is. Depends on what your definition of the word it is. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it is win the Big Ten. I don't know if it is make it to the national championship. I don't know if it is win the national championship. I don't know what their objective reality is for this year. What I do know is whatever they decide it is, if they don't get it this year, I got to think James Franklin's on the last leg at this point. They got Drew Aller. Everybody seems to be in on Drew Aller. I'm just not there yet. Like, I think the kid's got talent, but to be labeling him as the reason that Penn State gets it done, they had Drew Aller last year. And Drew Aller was not it. So the dude would have to have one of the most remarkable seasons to talk me off the belief that he's a good quarterback, not a quarterback that you go like, I'm not saying they're right, but like they're doing with Arch, right? Oh, Texas got Arch. They got a shot. I'm not there with Drew Aller. I think he's fine. I think they put a lot more talent around him this year. So I think if he doesn't get it done, not only will James Franklin have his back to the wall, Drew Aller could cost himself or make himself a lot of NFL money depending on his performance this year. Brittany Murphy has Georgia earning the 3 seed out of the Southeastern Conference. I assume he assumes that they are going to win that conference. He has got at the 4 seed, the Ohio State University catching a bye in the first round. At the 4 seed, excuse me, at the 5 seed, Texas. He's got at 6, Clemson. He's got at number 7, Alabama. Number 8, LSU. Number 9, LSU taking on Oregon. Number 10, Alabama, the 7 seed, taking on Miami in the opening round. At number 11, taking on number 6, Clemson, he's got the Utah Utes, Your Honor. And at the 12th seed, he's got Boise State backdooring their way in as the top-ranked G5 football team in America. I don't know that I disagree with much more than the seedings. And when I say disagree, I'm not saying these are going to be my 12 teams in the playoffs when I fill out my bracket before the season starts. I'm saying that I'm going to have to dig to come up. Like, Boise State is the Group of Five champion. I hope that one day I am wrong, and I hope it is a squad like a Boise State that proves it. I just think we maybe have passed the point where a G5 team is a legitimate national championship contender. Not in a playoff format, right? Not in a playoff format. It's just for Boise State to win the Natty, they would have to beat Texas. They would have to beat Ohio State. And then they, in McMurphy's playoff bracket here, and then they would have to beat whoever makes it out of the group of LSU, Oregon, and Notre Dame. And then, by the way, they got to beat whoever comes out of the other bracket between Alabama, Miami, Clemson, Utah, Penn State, and Georgia. I don't know that the 12 seed really matters all that much. Unless there's like an undefeated group of five and, you know, they get into the 11th spot and a two-loss, three-loss SEC team, a two-loss ACC team ends up backdooring into the 12th spot. I just don't know how much that is going to ultimately matter. I have questions about Notre Dame as the number one seed. I think that Notre Dame is going to be a better football team this year. I think now that Marcus Freeman has had another year to work the magic as far as recruiting his guys, finding his skill position players, I do think Notre Dame is a team that should keep eyes on them. And they may end up getting the one seed by backdooring their way in. I said this to Ryan Horvat last week. I think one of the things that has me most intrigued about this college football season is that it feels, and maybe it's because of the 12-team playoff, or maybe it's just because NIL and the portal have worked exactly the way we hoped we would in our best-case scenario. Does it not feel like we have more contenders this year than we've had in a long time? I think Georgia's a contender. I think Ohio State's a contender. I think Notre Dame's a contender. I think Penn State's a contender. I think Clemson is a contender. I think Texas is a contender. I think Oregon is a contender. Honestly, and I might be starting to stretch with some of these teams, I absolutely think LSU is a contender. In fact, I would go so far as to say if LSU is not a contender this year, they might kick Brian Kelly out of the family. They might run up out of the family reunion there in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, if he didn't get it done. So I think LSU is a contender. I know a lot of you guys are out as if 1 year was enough time to pass a judgment call on Kalen DeBoer at Alabama. I think Kalen is going to have this Crimson Tide team back. Recruiting classes 3 years in a row are our top five, top six, top seven quarterbacks. Recruiting classes with top-notch quarterbacks. I think Alabama. The interesting thing about Alabama is it is not just a coaching shift in Tuscaloosa. It is a whole-on culture shift at Alabama. Apparently, and I got told this a couple of days ago, I have not spent the time to go verify it. Take it with a grain of salt. There were some folks in Tuscaloosa who were upset because apparently a few weeks ago, after one of the spring workouts before the spring game, apparently after a practice, tough practice, grueling practice, apparently Kalen DeBoer had an ice cream truck show up to practice and give the fellas a nice little ice cream Sammy after they were out there in the sunshine getting the grind on. And the folks in Tuscaloosa were like, Nick Saban would never. Yeah, but this isn't Nick Saban.
It's also ice cream, man. How can you hate ice cream?
I think
unless you're lactose intolerant, but then there are other things that you can have.
Lead singer in my band, Teddy, good buddy, he is lactose intolerant and will straight up tell you, I'm eating the ice cream and I'll just pay the price later. I'll pay the toll. I understand it. It's a culture shift. I told you when they hired Kalen DeBoer, this is going to be a culture shift because Nick Saban, Mr. Bleep Through a Tin Horn, the Nick-tator, there was no minutes off for Nick Saban. And I'm not saying that there are minutes off for Kalen DeBoer. I'm saying that it's a different breed of football coach. It's a different breed of culture. It is going to take some time for him to institute whatever this all looks like, and it is going to take some time and wins for Bama fans to accept their new reality without their Lord and Savior, Nicholas Saban. I think Alabama's a good team this year. I think they are a contender. I'm out on Miami because I just don't think Mario Cristobal's the guy that knows how to handle the business when the high-pressure situation shows up. I think Clemson is a contender. I don't know if Utah is. They get rid of Cam Rising. He was there for, what, 27 years? They finally move on from Cam Rising. The young quarterback they got it at Utah is expected to be a dude. But I just don't know defensively that they're going to be able to stop any of the big-name offenses. Point here is, looking at Brett McMurphy's 12-team playoff field, I think there's probably seven, maybe eight teams that could legitimately win a national championship this year. And despite the portal and the NIL and the wild, wild west and the House v. NCAA and the College Football or College Sports Commission and all these other things that were supposed to be harbingers of doom and gloom for college football, I'm the most excited going into this year that I've been in a long time because it genuinely feels like there's a number of teams that could win this thing. I have no idea who's going to. I'm pumped about this. When we come back, let's take a look at the 10 most important football games. Not best, important football games of the 2025 season. That's next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm going to get to the most important games coming up in the 2025 college football season here in a minute, but we've got a Miami fan in the chat. Mason showed up just a moment ago, said, as a Miami fan, I gave up on Cristobal when he refused to make a single defensive adjustment against SMU. So this Miami team, and the reason I think it is important to talk about Miami for the local audience is because of the fact that Miami is probably one of, if not maybe the only threat to Clemson's winning of the ACC this year. Miami's got a bunch of talent. I'm not necessarily in on Carson Beck as like a program-changing quarterback. I think he's good. Obviously made a run with Georgia last year, left to go down to Miami with one of the, which one, Haley Cavender? I don't know, whichever one of the Cavender twins that he moved down there with. Trouble in Paradise, they broke up, not the point. I think he's fine. $2 million in NIL money seems a bit steep for Carson Beck. And on top of that, and this was the takeaway I gave on the network the other day, if Carson Beck was a $2 million NIL quarterback, do you think Georgia wouldn't have found enough money? Now, granted, maybe the Cavender twins were taking care of my boy and enough that he would go, this is more awesome than $2 million. But I got a hard time believing that. If they were going to, and Georgia, if Kirby Smart really valued Carson Beck, they would have found the money to keep him there. So he moves on. That being said, I do my best, Mason. I do my best not to let a moment define any one person, especially if I don't know what's going on in that moment. Because, you know, you never know what's going on in somebody's life. You know, they may have some problems, some struggles we never know about. I try not to let one moment. Now, if you show me a pattern of behavior, yeah, there's going to come a point where I go, nah, dog, that's just who you are. All right? You've showed me. That's who you are. As the legendary Maya Angelou once said, if someone tells you who they are, believe them. But I do my best not to allow one moment to define somebody, except Mario Cristobal. Because of not just the game that you bring up there, Miami, SMU, when you are correct, I believe Kevin Jennings had taken over at that point last year, but it doesn't really matter. Rhett Lashley at SMU, who I really like, Rhett Lashley was coaching circles around Mario Cristobal, and Cristobal had no idea what to do about it. And then there is the moment that I was talking about. The Georgia Tech game last year, a Georgia Tech game that Miami had won, and they then decided to write a new definition, a new illustration of the phrase snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. Because in that game, up a score with the ball, less than a couple of minutes left to play, even my seven-year-old nephew, if we were playing EA Sports College Football 2025, it's in the game, would say, Uncle Rob, take a knee. You got 4 downs. There's less than 2 minutes. It's 24 seconds a pop. Kneel the ball. Take the knee. Roll the clock. Let's get up out of here. Let's head on down to South Beach and throw a victory party. And instead, for whatever reason, either Mario Cristobal or his offensive coordinator, it doesn't matter because it ultimately ends with him in this spot, decide that they're going to run the football. Miami fumbles the football. Literally, the only bad thing that can happen in that spot for Miami is you give the ball away. Instead of taking a knee, running out the clock, or at the absolute worst case scenario, getting the fourth down and punting the ball to the rambling wreck with seconds left to play, effectively creating a world where a miracle punt return for a tutty is the only way they can do anything here. They run the ball. They fumble the ball. Georgia Tech gets it back. Brent Key dials up an incredible drive. Georgia Tech goes down the field. They score, and they steal the game away from Miami. One moment, I do my best not to let one moment define who you are. That moment defined who the hell Mario Cristobal is. He's just a guy that has no awareness. And when the fire gets cranked up and is at its hottest, when the lights are the brightest, whatever euphemism phrase you want to use here pops up, Mario Cristobal is not a guy that I trust. I would say right now, whether it's in the regular season, ACC title game, playoffs, doesn't matter. If Mario Cristobal gets matched up with Clemson, you could give him the better team. And for the record, I do not think he has the better team. But you could give him the better team. And I don't think he beats Dabo Swinney. Because I think Dabo would put the screws to him. And I think if Dabo puts the screws to him and creates a world where we are playing chess with my offense and your defense, my defense and your offense, I don't trust Mario Cristobal to be able to do a damn thing against him. And if Mario Cristobal and the Hurricanes can't get by Clemson, maybe they go 10-2. Maybe they go 11-1. Maybe they get in. Maybe they're the 8, the 9, the 10 seed. Maybe they sneak in. But does Miami have the talent to go mano a mano with the Buckeyes? I don't think so. And even if they did, do I trust Mario Cristobal to be able to go tit for tat with Ryan Day? I absolutely do not. Do I think he is going tit for tat with Marcus Freeman at Notre Dame? I do not. Do I think he is going to, in fact, it would be easier for me to look at the coaches on, just using it as a reference here, Brett McMurphy's college football playoff bracket. Do I think that he is going tit for tat with, let's look at the teams. Brian Kelly? Nope. I don't even think Brian Kelly's the guy at LSU, but I think he would outcoach Mario Cristobal. Do I think he's going toe-to-toe with Dan Lanning? I think very few can. Steve Sarkisian? Nope. Marcus Freeman? Nope. Ryan Day? Nope. I think James Franklin might be the only guy that I think he goes tit for tat for in a big time game. And that says more about how I feel about big game James than I do about Mario Cristobal. Not with Kalen DeBoer, not with Kirby Smart, not with Dabo Swinney. I don't think he's able to go head to head with either of them. And as Brian just pointed out in the chat a second ago, Mario Cristobal was at the University of Oregon as their head coach before he split from Miami, which, okay, I understand. All right, I get it. I get why you want to go. Did nothing with the Ducks. As soon as he leaves Oregon, Dan Lanning shows up. And in, was it the very next year or the year after that? Doesn't really matter. Within a very brief period of time, Dan Lanning takes the Oregon Ducks and he turns them into a national championship contender. He turns them into a team that wins the Big Ten in their debut year, their very first time out. He takes that team immediately after Mario Cristobal with much of the same talent. He takes that Oregon team and he takes it to heights that Mario Cristobal couldn't sniff when he was at Oregon. Now he goes to Miami. And again, Miami's got just about as much in the way of resources as anybody else financially. If you are telling me that as a 17-year-old kid, having your way paid to live on South Beach ain't it for you, man, I don't know what to tell you. It was for me and a whole lot of other kids. And kids that go to Miami want to be at Miami. And yet he shows up. And last year, with one of the most talented Miami teams of all time. Last year, with a guy at quarterback who just went number one overall in the National Football League draft. Mario Cristobal couldn't beat Georgia Tech. When the game was over with 2 minutes to play, he still found a way to lose that game. Against SMU, Rhett Lashley was making Mario Cristobal's defense looked like it was lost for the entire game. Part of the reason that I've been telling folks over the past couple of weeks on the network when I've been picking up some extra gigs with them, that my easiest vote of confidence as far as a conference champion is Clemson in the ACC. I mean, a lot of it has to do with the fact that the ACC is just not good at football right now. I hope that changes. I hope it gets fixed. We'll see. I hope everything Lonzo says about Bill Belichick is correct, because it would be better for that conference if it is. I hope that Mike Norvell gets it fixed and turned around in Tallahassee, better for the conference if it is. I hope everything I'm saying about Mario Cristobal, he takes personally this year and gets it fixed. I hope all those things are true, because I want the ACC to be good. It's more fun. But it's not right now. It stinks. It's not a good football conference. And if that is the case, that it may very well come down to Mario and the gang are just capable of cakewalking their way to the ACC title game against Clemson. But even if that's true, I don't trust them in the big spots. This is why I don't just have Clemson winning the ACC. I have Clemson in a playoff spot. I have Clemson in a top six playoff spot. I'm kicking around a little bit if I'm ready to put them in the top four and give them a first round bye. I think there's a very good possibility that is the case. And it'll be helped a little bit by the ACC being down. It'll be helped a little bit by the fact that over in the SEC, LSU could win that thing. Texas could win that thing. Georgia could win that thing. Alabama could win that thing. Ole Miss, Texas A&M, there's a second tier of teams that may be able to pull some upsets to decide who wins that thing. I don't know. I don't think that there is an undefeated team in the ACC this year, or excuse me, in the SEC this year. If there are no SEC teams that go undefeated, I think it is a possibility that there's one, maybe at max two, Big Ten teams that are undefeated this year, at absolute max, and even that I doubt. Regular season, of course. I think there's one at max two regular season undefeated Big Ten teams. I think the door is open for Clemson to be a top four team in the playoffs, if that sort of thing matters to you. And part of the reason I feel that way is I just don't feel that there is a threat from Miami, because it feels like they are being coached by a guy who just does not know how to rise to the moment. If I can't trust you with a lead over Georgia Tech and 2 minutes to play to make a decision that my 7-year-old nephew would make if we were playing Xbox together, kneel the ball, Uncle Rob. If Uncle Mario doesn't know in that spot to take a knee, I got zero trust in this guy to be able to know what to do when his defense is staring across the line at Cade Klubnik with the ACC and a title berth on the line, or a playoff berth on the line. I'm out on Miami. I do not see Miami making the playoff. I don't see him in that spot. All right, when we come back here in a minute. Now, let's take a look at the most important games of the 2025 college football season. We will do that next. A guy I do trust to make the right decisions at the right times and push the right buttons to lead us all to victory. Lonzo with a sports flash.
Wow. I appreciate your trust. The Atlanta Braves were shut out at home again last night, dropping a 4-0 result to the Angels. Granholm threw 6 shutout innings, striking out 10, but Dylan Lee was tagged for 3 runs while recording just 1 out. The Indiana Fever won the WNBA Commissioner's Cup with a 74-59 win over Minnesota last night, despite not having Caitlin Clark due to an injury. Former Gamecock, Aaliyah Boston, had a dozen points with 11 boards and 6 assists. The Milwaukee Bucks have waived Damian Lillard and used that money to sign Miles Turner, who departs the Pacers just 9 days after Game 7 of the NBA Finals. League MVP Shea Gilgeous-Alexander is now the highest-paid athlete in the Big Four, agreeing to a 4-year, $285 million super max deal. That's a lot of money, people. It is. Hour number 4, Rob Brown Show, coming up.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.